Bach is like putting a mirror up to yourself, and it just seems to replenish your soul.
Replenishing the soul is something we all need from time to time, and for violinist Ann Akiko Myers, that need led to a collection of Bach's music that she calls simply Air. You'll hear from Ann Akiko Myers in both words and music, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. Our mental picture of Bach often sees him sitting at the organ console, but he also never left behind his first instrument, the violin. And you'll hear some of his most gorgeous and invigorating works for that instrument with Ann Akiko Myers on this program. You'll also hear the cantata number 131, Aus der Tiefen rufe ich Herr zu dir, or Out of the Depths I Call, Lord, to You, a gorgeous but unusual piece that may be Bach's very first cantata. If you'd like to see a translation of the text for that piece, you'll find a link at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. The violin may have been Bach's first instrument, but the trumpet also played a big role in his life. Both his father and his father-in-law were professional trumpeters, and during his time in Leipzig, one of Bach's most reliably brilliant musicians was trumpeter Gottfried Reicha. So there's little question that Bach would have appreciated the brilliance of Maurice André. Probably no trumpeter in the last century did more to bring Baroque music to the widest possible audience. He had a way of making the impossibly difficult sound graceful and sweet. Here is Maurice André in Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with trumpeter Maurice André and the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra. In 1707, the 22-year-old Bach was working as an organist in Mühlhausen when the town suffered a devastating fire. About a quarter of the town was lost, and most scholars agree that it was this event that prompted a request for Bach to write a penitential cantata. The cantata 131, Aus der tiefen Rufe ich her zu dir, opens with words of grief as the choir sings, "Out of the depths I call, Lord, to you." It's from Psalm 130. And that's followed by more from the same psalm, sung by a bass soloist as the choir simultaneously sings a 16th century chorale that prays for mercy in the face of hardship. The heart of the cantata arrives next when the chorus sings more from Psalm 130, "I await the Lord and I hope in his word." From that point, hope takes over, ending with a choral affirmation of the believer's redemption. It may not be as sophisticated as the works Bach would later write in Leipzig, but there's a beautiful flow to the cantata 131 that captures the constantly fluctuating character of emotion in the midst of loss. Remember, you can find a complete translation of the text for this piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's cantata number 131 with alto Regina Jurda, tenor Maximilian Keener, and bass Franz Schlecht. Thomas Groper conducts the Arsis Vocalists of Munich and L'Arpa Festante Baroque Orchestra here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Yeah, you still.
The cantata number 131, Aus der tiefen rufe ich her zu dir, or Out of the Depths I Call, Lord, to You, one of J.S. Bach's earliest sacred vocal pieces. Thomas Groper led the Arsis Vocalists of Munich and L'Arpa Festante Baroque Orchestra, with alto Regina Jurda, tenor Maximilian Keener, and bass Franz Schlecht. Violinist Anne Akiko Myers has recorded music by composers as wide-ranging as the impressionistic voices of Ravel and Debussy, to composers of our time like Jennifer Higdon and Joseph Schwantner. But she says that there is a unique challenge to playing Bach's music.
I need to kind of almost bring him down from godlike reverence, which I have for him, you know, and it becomes intimidating in a way. You know, it's like to play Bach is like, how dare you? You know, like, are you sure you're ready to play Bach? You know, there's always that kind of attitude with Bach. So I just constantly thought that, look, this guy had over 20 babies, you know. He definitely had a passion for life, you know, a zest for life, and a great sense of humor. And I see and I heard a lot of the humor in the music when I was practicing it. So that really spoke to me.
The third movement of Bach's Violin Concerto No. 1 from an all-Bach recording by violinist Anne Akiko Myers called Air. Among the other pieces in this collection is the Concerto in D minor for two violins, with both solo parts played by Myers. Yes, it's a trick of modern technology, but as Myers told me, in embodying, literally, two distinct voices, there's also a true artistic endeavor at work in this performance.
I recently acquired the ex-Molitor Napoleon Stradivarius violin dated 1697. So I'm playing the first violin part on Molly, I call her, and I'm playing the second part on the Royal Spanish Strad that I still have at home.
What was it that made now the right time for you to take on these concertos in a recording session?
Well, I think with the quality of the violin that I'm playing on right now, there's something just so tempting, you know, because playing Bach is like putting a mirror up to yourself. And it just seems to replenish your soul when you play Bach. There's something very pure sounding about the Molitor Stradivari that I'm playing on now. And just the combination of the two just seem to fit like a glove. Thank you.
J.S. Bach's Concerto in D Minor for two violins, in a performance that featured one violinist. Ann Akiko Myers performed both of the solo parts of the concerto, each of them played on different Stradivarius violins, as a way of unlocking each instrument's particular character. Myers was joined by the English Chamber Orchestra and conductor Stephen Mercurio. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.